Less unemployment, more selling. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Stocks are plunging after the monthly report that showed a slowdown in hiring, but the 263,000 jobs created in September were a bit more than expected, and the unemployment rate unexpectedly dropped.
That could be part of the problem. It likely will keep the Federal Reserve on course to have aggressive rate hikes at their next meeting the first week of November. Now, the unemployment rate went back down to 3.5%, tying historic lows. That's because more people dropped out of the workforce.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. The Dow is down 468 points. We'll get President Biden's reaction in a few hours when he talks about the economy at a car plant in Maryland. Last night, he issued a warning about the nuclear threat Russia's leader poses in Ukraine at a Democratic fundraiser in New York.
Generating worldwide headlines this morning, Biden was quoted as saying, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." And then in regards to Russian President Vladimir Putin, he said, quote, "He's not joking when he talks about potential use of nuclear tactical weapons or biological or chemical weapons, because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming."
Fox's Mark Meredith. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded today to human rights organizations in Russia and Ukraine, helping document Russian war crimes and the invasion. And they're sharing it with a jailed activist in Belarus, Alice Bielatsky.
This award is a strong message of support to all Belarusians who fearlessly stand up to tyranny.
That's his fellow opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. The president's son Hunter could be in trouble soon.
Federal prosecutors are weighing a number of possible charges against Hunter Biden, including a failure to pay income tax, money laundering, various tax crimes, and lying when buying a gun.
That's Fox's Brooke Sigmund. President Biden has said he has not been involved in any of Hunter's business dealings. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Again, on Wall Street, stocks are down big after the jobs report. The Dow is plunging 513 points. The NASDAQ is down more than 300. The S&P 500 is falling by about 80 points. The unemployment rate unexpectedly dropped to 3.5%. There was a better-than-expected 263,000 jobs created. Now, the price of oil is on the rise, back over 90 bucks a barrel for the first time since August after an OPEC Plus oil production cut.
The Biden energy advisor, who recently met with the Saudis, admits surprise at production cuts. If the Saudis won't help, the president is considering the Venezuelans. Venezuela's Maduro regime must iron out details for a fair 2024 election in Venezuela for a deal to work, according to the Wall Street Journal. Otherwise, the National Security Council tells Fox there are no plans to change our sanctions policy without constructive steps from the Maduro regime. OPEC's move is seen as a way to minimize the impact of energy sanctions on Russia, and now a Biden Putin meeting may materialize next month.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. The price of gas is up again this morning. It's risen 9 cents in 3 days. AAA's national average for regular at $3.89 per gallon. That is still well below June's $5 record high, but 65 cents more than a year ago. There is a new study showing more kids are vaping using e-cigarettes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study surveyed about 28,000 high school and middle school students from January through May. 14% responded they had vaped recently. That's up from 11% the year before. 28% said they did it every day. And a whopping 85% claimed to use flavored products. However, the CDC does caution that more students responded to this year's survey in school. That is, pandemic restrictions eased. and that vaping is known to be more prevalent in school than at home.
That's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.